This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We know that Pittsburgh's going to go out and get some type of quarterback, whether that's Ryan Tannehill, whether that's Russell Wilson, whether that's Justin Fields. Justin Fields, I know Mike Tomlin's a big fan of Justin Fields. We'll keep that in mind during the offseason in the coming weeks. There'll be a decision that that organization has to make in terms of the quarterback that they want to bring in, but they're not just going to leave it as Kenny Pickett, his starting job. Mike Tomlin made that very clear. So now it's which of these quarterbacks do they make a move for? Which one is somebody that they can go acquire, and who fits into what they're willing to give up to either another team or to pay that player?
Ha-ha, and the plot thickens. Austin Bechtel with you on the Fan Early Morning Show. That was Adam Schefter on the Pat McAfee show yesterday talking about the Steelers quarterback situation, and well, it seemed like Art Rooney put to bed saying it is unlikely that the Steelers would make a move to trade for a quarterback. Highly unlikely that they would go trade for maybe a notable name, which Justin Fields is. But Adam Schefter, the number one NFL insider, seems to believe that the Steelers, at least Mike Tomlin, love Justin Fields. Music to my ears. Music to your ears. Music to everyone's ears, other than Mitch Trubisky, Kenny Pickett, and Mason Rudolph. Yesterday, the Steelers cut Mitch Trubisky, Presley Harvin, and Chukwuma Okorafor the day after the Super Bowl. They wasted no time whatsoever in doing a little bit of house cleaning. Just get everything ready to go for the offseason. Push those three to the side. Let's get ready to roll. Mitch Trubisky had 2 years left on his deal. It'll save the Steelers $11.5 million in real money over the next 2 years. So Trubisky now gets a chance at free agency a little bit earlier on. Okay. Chukes is gone. Presley Harvin's gone. We'll get into them in a moment. But Justin Fields. You would imagine that the Chicago Bears, with the number one pick they acquired from Carolina, 2-15 team that gave that pick to Chicago in the trade that allowed them to go up and get Bryce Young. They also traded their number one wide receiver. Would have been a pretty good asset to use with your 5'10 quarterback as tall as me to be able to utilize in an offense that was not good. Fired the coach mid-year. Their owner threw a drink on a fan. But yet it's Chicago. Number one pick. Justin Fields. 3 years in the NFL. Under 500 as a starter. And it ain't close. And it hasn't been necessarily good. See, the thing about Justin Fields, former top pick, overall, fantastic athlete. Is it because he doesn't have the weapons in Chicago? Is it because he doesn't have the right coaching? Fields played 13 games this year. He was banged up a little bit. Had some injuries. Remember, he was the 11th overall pick in the 2021 NFL draft at Ohio State. Good player. Good prospect. Not surprised that he wasn't top 10. I'd be just a little bit surprised. But still, you're talking about a guy in Fields who in 15 games last year had 17 touchdowns and 11 picks. 2,200 passing yards. This year, 2,500 passing yards, 16 touchdowns, 9 picks. He's a guy that gets sacked a lot. He was actually 9th in MVP voting last year. Sacked 55 times, that led the league. He was sacked 44 times in only 13 games this year. Oh yeah, and his career record, 10-28. Rushing, Fields, really good. Ran for over 1,100 yards last year. 657 yards rushing this past year with 4 touchdowns as well. So, there's a couple of things to think about here. One, Kenny Pickett is the only quarterback on the Steelers roster now that Trubisky's gone. Mason Rudolph, it's presumed that he will not return. Gone to the wayside. Look for a new opportunity. Final 3 games in a playoff game. They've earned him another job. They've earned him a pay raise. He'll be out the door. Will it be Ryan Tannehill? Will it be somebody else? We'll find out. But could it be Justin Fields? The Steelers would have to give up, like a second round pick? That's been what's rumored, projected. Maybe a third. Maybe what about a third and a fifth for Justin Fields? I'd probably do it. I would also worry about, though, is this second point. Arthur Smith, as we heard from Falcons reporters, as we've heard from just various NFL writers, people that cover the Falcons, people that cover the Titans when he was there with Ryan Tannehill, Derrick Henry, who was basically the best player in football, best non-quarterback in football for, say, about a 5-year stretch of time, maybe 4. Arthur Smith got to work with him. Don't have that on the Steelers. How much do you trust Arthur Smith in developing a young quarterback? Whether it be a rookie, whether it be Kenny Pickett, whether it be Justin Fields. Or does Justin Fields need weapons? Does he need somebody on his team that can actually produce and have a chance to just go get the football? Chicago is not a good team. But he had DJ Moore, who was traded from Carolina, as we talked about, who had 1,300 yards. Cole Kmet's a decent tight end. Other than that, it's kind of a bunch of crap. Like, no offense, but it's not good. Khalil Herbert was kind of banged up. We played in 12 games, started 9. They got a guy, Darnell Mooney, that's decent. He was hurt a couple of games. Equanimee St. Brown didn't do anything. Rushing, it was Herbert. Deontay Foreman. Clearly, the talent level is better on the Steelers. But if you do trade for Justin Fields, who I do think is a good talent, who throws a pretty good ball, his accuracy is still in question. He runs maybe too much. And it's too much of a run-first option than a pass-first option. That's got to be worked on. I'm not completely saying that you don't make the trade because you don't trust Arthur Smith to do it. You don't hire Arthur Smith if you don't think that he can develop a younger quarterback. And maybe that's just not what it is. Maybe you trust his offense and how he can scheme open guys and how he's going to be a run-first guy and it's going to be a Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren offense. Okay. And maybe it's going to be worked out so that the quarterback is in a solid position where he doesn't have to worry about too much. Not saying that this is the case, but what if it's similar to what San Francisco does with Brock Purdy and the Niners with Shanahan? Now, again, Arthur Smith is not Kyle Shanahan. Not saying that. Not saying he's Sean McVay. I'm not saying he's the guy in Houston, Bobby Slowick, or Johnson in Detroit. I'm not saying that. But other than C.J. Stroud and Matthew Stafford, and when Matthew Stafford's been hurt, and Stafford maybe at this point, I wouldn't call him a game manager, but the term game manager is kind of turned from being more so derogatory, maybe to complimentary, at least in Brock Purdy's case. Jared Goff's case, those are good quarterbacks. Not the elite of the elite, not top five. Matthew Stafford's top 10. CJ Stroud is top 10 with a chance to be top five soon. Can Arthur Smith turn a guy like Justin Fields into a top 15 quarterback? I think yes. Top 10? Maybe 9 or 10. I'll take it. It increases your odds on the top 20 quarterback you have right now. But if you trade for Justin Fields, Kenny Pickett goes to the wayside. You've given up on him, and that's why I don't think they're going to do it. Would I do it? For a third and a fifth, yes. For a second, I don't know. Because you're talking about the 50th pick of the draft to go along with the 20th pick overall in the first round. But then again, I'd draft Bo Nix or maybe even Michael Penix. I'd explore the possibility, explore the option of it. What would you do? 412-928-9370. Adam Schefter is saying that the Steelers, well, especially Mike Tomlin, is very, very interested and really likes Justin Fields. He likes Fields. Now, Art Rooney said it's unlikely that the Steelers trade for a quarterback. Unlikely. Adam Schefter seemingly is saying something with knowledge. He doesn't say something unless he really knows it. Now, you could also say how much of his Mike Tomlin facts are really correct based off of the assessment that maybe Mike Tomlin will look to take a year off. Maybe Mike Tomlin will look to step aside for a little bit. Maybe he won't be coaching the Steelers next year. And Mike Tomlin pretty much shooed and poo-pooed all rumors and thoughts of that aside. Justin Fields, Pittsburgh Steeler. It's been heavily rumored. There were also a lot of other quarterback rumors that were talked about with the Steelers in the past however many years. Not last year, but previous years before that. Remember Kirk Cousins, maybe even? Other trade candidates. Does Justin Fields make sense? We know he's talented. Would the Steelers be able to get the most out of him? I think the Steelers would be able to get a decent amount out of him. Throwing to George Pickens, Deontay Johnson, probably a fourth-round wide receiver, maybe a second-round wide receiver, probably not, but fourth-round wide receiver. A veteran that the Steelers go get. Pat Freiermuth, who's a good tight end and probably not properly utilized in this offense with any of the coordinators that he's had previously. Matt Canada, the disaster with that situation and then the co-offensive coordinator situation. Eddie Faulkner also, running backs coach, which was the best position on the Steelers offense. He is returning to the team next year. Got a new deal, an extension. I'd go get Justin Fields. Now, I also don't think Kenny Pickett is the guy. Sure, I'm okay with giving him a chance. The sample size, though, how long's the leash? When do you decide to pull him? If you have a good option behind him, like a rookie or a Justin Fields, okay. But it seems that the Rooneys are very content, just kind of in agreeance, head nodding and everything, that the thought process in the room is that it's going to be Kenny's job until the end of the year because it's a huge year. Huge year for Kenny Pickett. The Steelers' four quarterback moves since Ben retired. This from our guy, Andrew Filippone. They signed Mitch Trubisky to be their starting quarterback. They drafted Kenny Pickett 20th overall. Then they wasted a draft pick on Chris Oladokun. Yes, he's won a Super Bowl in his 2 years in the league with the Chiefs. Good on him. Mason Rudolph was buried on the depth chart. Now they've cut Mitch Trubisky. And Mason Rudolph's probably going to leave in free agency. I wouldn't either. Could Justin Fields be the guy? 412-928-9370. Let's go to Greg. What's going on, Greg? How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good, man. Good morning.
Good morning to you. I think Justin Fields, man, Steelers don't need him. It's a running quarterback, man. He just do not throw the ball good. He's be a nice wide receiver, but not a good quarterback, man. I think that's a big rumor. That Adam Schefter bring out a lot of big rumors, you know.
Right.
They had Mike Tomlin going to some other team in the NFL, and that was very untrue. So I think Fields, he will not be at the Steelers training camp or on their practice squad or on the field period with the Steelers. You have a great day.
Greg, appreciate it. You know, I understand the reason why people are probably skeptical to think of Adam Schefter in this regard as maybe being the full-on truth that Justin Fields, Mike Tomlin really likes him, maybe they'll go get him, and whatnot. Somebody definitely said something about Tomlin to Schefter. He doesn't report it if it ain't true. I mean, he's the, probably him and Rappaport, the most respected NFL writers. They don't get things wrong. They get 95% of everything right. And Justin Fields, yeah, he can run around a little bit. There's also a guy called Lamar Jackson in your own division that won MVP for a second time. Lamar Jackson's not Justin Fields. They're similar types of players in their overall style. Do you want to change your offense to become what Baltimore is with Lamar? You don't necessarily need to do that with Justin Fields. You could try to make him more of a pocket threat and use his legs as an advantage. There's nothing wrong with that. It's a great possibility. It's a great threat to have. Why not have the opportunity? Why not bring him in to compete with Pickett? It's not like you're trading a first-round pick. If you have to trade a second-round pick, I'm a little bit wary. But if you could do it for a third and a sixth, a third and a fifth, is that the reasonable asking price? Will Chicago agree to that? They are going to, with the number one overall pick, most likely draft Caleb Williams, who is a generational talent. If you're Chicago, unless you really like Drake May, and you decide that you want to get another first-round pick in next year's draft by moving back one spot with Washington, who hired Cliff Kingsbury, who was on the staff at USC last year, who worked with Caleb Williams, who knows Caleb Williams very well, unless you think Drake May can either be Caleb Williams or be better than Caleb Williams or maybe just a hair behind Caleb Williams in terms of overall talent and how good their NFL careers can be in Chicago, you trade Justin Fields if you think that's the case. Because you can't have Fields on your roster with Caleb Williams. Because Caleb Williams is going to be a day one starter. Drake May, day one starter. May, maybe not as much as you would say so for Williams. But in that case, why even keep Fields on the team? Trade him to another team. Get something for him. And surround Caleb Williams or Drake May with talent. 412-928-9370. I like Justin Fields to the Steelers. I'd do it for the right asking price. If it's not, okay. Steelers have shown a commitment to Kenny Pickett. I don't necessarily like it. I don't like the sample size in the 20-some games that we've seen. But that's just what they've shown us. And it doesn't feel like they're going to veer off the course. And until there's a firm rumor, report, Steelers front runners for Justin Fields, deal could happen in the next week. I don't think it's going to happen. Would I like to? I like it better if it was a free agent move. They're not going to cut Justin Fields. But if it's out there, if it could happen, let's do it. Especially because the talent is maybe too hard to pass up. And if you put him in the right situation, with the right coach, the right coordinators, without a defensive head coach, and yeah, you bring him to a defensive head coach in Mike Tomlin, or with an offensive coordinator in Arthur Smith, who's been around the block now. He's 41, so he's not a young guy with a pencil in his ear, but still a relatively young guy with head coaching experience. Maybe that turned things around instead of Chicago, where no quarterback has ever thrived, and Jay Cutler is one of the best that they've ever had in their entire organization. 412-928-9370. You want to chime in on that? You want to chime in on the Steelers? The moves that they made? Gone are Chukwuma Okorafor. Gone are Presley Harvin and Mitch Trubisky. Talk about that next. The Fanway Morning Show for the Average Joe. It's presented by CGR Wholesale. Where the Average Joe buys like a pro at CGR Wholesale. And Fan Weather, brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Check out special financing for qualified buyers on new Silverado 1500 trucks, sunchevy.com. It felt a lot warmer than it feels like walking outside today to the car. 35 degrees currently. High of 43, a low of 30. No rain. Tomorrow, sunny skies. High of 39 with a low of 26. Thursday, 51 degrees, the highest of the week. The 26 degree low and a 40% chance of rain. Trubisky, Okorafor, Harvin, and the Pirates coming up next. Fanway Morning Show. Austin Bechtold with you. Sports Radio, 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fanway Morning Show, Austin Bechtold with you. So, Trubisky, gone. Okorafor, gone. Presley Harvin, gone. All on the first day of the offseason. The day after the Super Bowl. Merely hours after the Super Bowl. The Steelers decide to make the moves that I think, other than Harvin, we all saw coming. Wasn't sure if Harvin was going to get cut. Or if they were just going to ride it out with him through training camp. Because the faith that Mike Tomlin has shown in the punter, it's just, it was too much. The inconsistency was just unfortunate. This is the necessary move. It had to happen. And you wonder if Brad Wing signed back to the practice squad before the Buffalo game in the playoffs, why didn't he just punt? If this was an open audition and they knew that he was going to be gone, why didn't they bench Harvin, kind of like what they did with Okorafor for the whole rest of the year, and play Broderick Jones at right tackle after Okorafor said something Mike Tomlin did not like and ride it out with Brad Wing for another game? Maybe they didn't because they know what Brad Wing can do because Harvin was hurt for a couple of games and Wing did well. Maybe they just wanted a jumpstart on bringing Wing back into the building and maybe he's the punter next year. It's a possibility. Trubisky seemed like it was inevitable after he was benched for Rudolph. Not surprised there. Chukwuma Okorafor, what a fall from grace. Owed, what, $13 million? So he's cut. Steelers save a lot of cap space for getting rid of him. He was basically a non-factor throughout the whole second half of the season. Really, for about a whole third of the year, was not around at all. Especially as a starter, he wasn't playing because Broderick Jones was in there and the Steelers were healthy. He was brought in as an extra offensive tackle at times, a swing tackle, sparingly used. Basically, he's the guy that got lost in the shuffle. People kind of forgot about. Steelers save a lot of money with that. So him, Harvin, as well as Trubisky. Steelers save some money. I mean, ain't that the truth? For a bunch of guys that underperformed and just kind of fell on their faces. Eddie Faulkner is back. The Steelers have extended their running backs coach, according to Jordan Schultz. So Faulkner obviously was the interim OC 2023 with Mike Sullivan, whose status is still up in the air. Does he want to come back? Does he want to explore another opportunity? Had offensive coordinator interviews in Vegas, as well as the Saints. Didn't get either of them, obviously. Does he even want to come back to this situation? Probably isn't going to be his quarterback's coach. Maybe. Maybe he's an offensive assistant. And finally, the Pirates pitchers and catchers report tomorrow. According to Mike Rodriguez, several teams are interested in Domingo Germán. Former Yankees starter. Remember, he threw a perfect game last year. Germán has met with several teams. The Angels and the Pirates appear to be the finalist. Your Buccos. Root with spring training tomorrow. Domingo Germán, who is just honestly not that good. He hasn't been great for the Yankees. He is just probably, at this point in his career, a guy. Yeah, he had a through no-hitter. He had great success at times with the Yankees, was a decent prospect. Still 31 years old. He had a 5-7 record with a 4.56 ERA last year. Wasn't necessarily great. More Germán talk, as well as much more to come on the Fan Morning Show. Pre-show is coming up next. Austin Bechtel with you. Sports Radio, 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.